We present Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. A folk song for Europe.
Spangles and Tights, theatrical costumiers and recreations. Desmond Doyle speaking.
Hello. Do you know the Fashionarinka?
Oh, the Irish dancing competitions. Oh, yes, indeed, madam. Many's the time I looked in on them. I'm a dancer myself. Well, I was. But not so very long ago. Ballet. But naturally, I followed the Irish dancing too. Who doesn't nowadays?
Can you provide 15 girls dancing costumes with embroidered Celtic motifs in spiral and serpentine patterns?
15? Excuse me, madam. I'll ask Violetta, our designer. I'll put you on hold. We have this new mechanism where you can listen to music.
Thank you.
Now. Are you there, Violet?
Here.
Have we 15 Irish dancing costumes in the stockroom?
Oh, give me patience. Sure, everything like that is out on hire. What stupid kind of person is asking that when all the school competitions are on this week?
A teacher from Belfast with a voice like a hedge clipper's.
Well, tell her she's 6 weeks too late. But we can offer 2 dozen Dalmatian drindle dresses, as many Red Indian rain dance outfits as she needs, or 20 Katakali saris, just back from the immigrant street carnival. That is, if she's willing to redevise her routine.
How is it people are always looking for what we haven't got? Hello, madam. Violetta tells me that...
I've heard every word that passed between you. So you can go and take a run and jump at your Red Indian rain dancers. Goodbye.
Oh, the rudeness. Violet!
What? Can't you come in here to me? Them saris has me hands all over yellow dye.
She heard what you were saying. The whole button on the phone mustn't be working.
He's losing us customers right, left and centre with his electronic improvements.
He's over-talented. Just needs a proper channel for his energies.
Oh, here's the trouble of the house coming now.
I'm after sending an email to the EBU to inform them of our online services for TV production.
Whatever that may mean.
It means that the European Broadcasting Union in 16 countries knows we can supply costumes to suit every eventuality.
I hope you played a soothing tune for them, because you're after insulting a potential customer be playing nothing. And who in European TV would want anything from us? We can't even get business from Belfast.
Isn't the Euro Song Competition being staged here again for the 99th time?
Yeah, but why would any of them bother getting their costumes made up by us? Won't they be bringing over their own with them?
Not after they read the message on our website. It says... outlets in all capital cities.
I think I'll nip over tomorrow and see how things is going in the Paris branch.
Well, that's just what you might be doing, Violet. Business has to be flexible nowadays. All you need to do is jump on a plane, meet your client in his studio in Milan or Dusseldorf or wherever, hop back on the plane, make up the costumes and dispatch them by aero parcel.
Will you open the door, will you?
That's him with the returns of the chocolate soldier. Well... aren't you going to let him in? You that's standing with one arm as long as the other.
Ah, yeah. How's it going, Mr. Mac?
Carry on, Tom. What a way to this thing. Sliding along the floor.
And mind the good line, oh.
What we need here is a lift.
Yeah, like the one in the Paris office.
Oh, she's a knackered.
Go and sit down, Mr. Mac, and I'll make you a cup of tea. Dizzy and Anthony can be sorting the skip. Do a bit of work for a change.
And me up half the night unpicking the sawn from the Abyssinian cummerbund. Ah, look. Some of these uniforms from the Chocolate Soldier is in flitters. God, they must have been using them for bayonet practice. Hello, Spangles and Tights.
Hello, Bart Witherspoon here. I saw your announcement on the internet. Costumes to suit every eventuality.
Oh, that's right. We have a very flexible policy here.
Well, we're in a bit of a pickle. You know the Euro Song competition on TV?
Oh, yes. It's about the Euro Song.
Ha ha, didn't I tell you?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you're just checking something with one of me machinists.
Well, my troupe's going to be part of the interval item, you know? When the jury goes out to decide about the song. Well, this year, the item has fallen to England, and it has been decided to bring together in a most spectacular way, I do believe, several of the best Morris troupes. A truly wonderful piece of music has been composed, entitled A Rhapsody of English Folk Dances.
Hey, well, before you go any further, Mr. Witherspoon, it's only just emerged that our traditional dance stock is either out on loan or might be too ethnic. Would you like us to dress you up as whirling dervishes?
No, I'm afraid that wouldn't suit. You see, we're from Bedworth-on-Dee.
I'm only joking, Mr. Witherspoon.
Oh. Well, we wondered if you couldn't make costumes specially to order. Those that we have go back a very long way, and they might look a bit crumpled on the television.
Certainly. I'm going to hand you over to the head of our folk costume department, Miss Violetta. I won't put you on hold. I'm not sure our choice of music is right for the occasion. Violet, it's Euro Song, and as Anthony said, you can expect a trip abroad.
Oh, Paris!
No, Bledworth-on-Dee.
I'm sorry I used bad language, Viola.
I don't mind it so much at work, where we all know each other. Or at home in Drimna when you do drop in of a Sunday evening. But in a public lounge, it's past remarkable.
Well, I never mean it. It just slips me tongue.
People were looking at us.
I only said he'd just know his ass from his elbow.
Shh. I know you said it.
It's a science. No harm in it.
I don't like language.
Doesn't mean I think Anto's a bad chap.
But as I was saying, Mr. Witherspoon has a well-educated voice.
Has he?
Yeah, a very well-educated voice.
You're saying that I haven't?
I'm not saying anything. But he'd never use a word like arse.
Oh, Mr. Witherspoon, aren't they only gorgeous? Violetta, aren't they gorgeous?
Well, these are a bit the worse for wear, you know. They belong to my dad and to his dad before him.
There was good stuff in that white flannel.
Oh, with the white? Oh, yes, and they're still fairly white. Tell me, are these the flannels you play cricket in on the village green?
No, you don't have the ribbons and bells on cricket flannels.
Really? But wouldn't it brighten up the game?
Well, I don't think the MCC would approve.
And tell me, is the celluloid collar original?
Well, my dad would have bought the last batch of those around 1930 when he was in his teens from Sibthorpe and Ellerman of Birkenhead. And this is the last of that batch. You wipe it with a damp cloth. I'm very careful with that last collar.
Brittle, is it? Well, after all those years... Oh, sorry. I didn't think it would be so brittle.
Dear me. Well, it can't be helped. I'll... keep the fragments as a memento.
Oh, it wouldn't be right for the television anyway. Too shiny. It'd cause flare. I'll make you up a plastic collar with a matte surface.
15?
Yes, 15 white plastic collars.
And the little bells are treat, though a real treat. Will you be able to find little bells like these, Violetta?
Oh, yes, no problem. Sure, there's little bells everywhere.
Violetta knows all the places to go for unusual trimmings. And what's this? A kind of a horn, is it?
I thought you'd be interested in that. Yes, it is a horn. It takes quite a lot of wind to play it.
It's such an interesting noise. A note.
It's made of withers, actually.
It is, of course. Sure, wouldn't you know, be the sound. With these, Violetta?
No.
Just before dawn on May Eve, the youths go out into the sedge and gather the withies. Then they bring them back home and they bang them with beech mallets to soften the pith, which they then extract with copper tweezers. Then the more experienced youths sit round in a circle and they bind their withies together, building them into a horn.
To be young.
I thought you'd be interested in that.
But we don't have to make the Withy horns.
Oh, no, you won't have to do the uniforms.
Are you flying back to Bledderworth-on-Gee this evening, Mr. Witherspoon?
Well, no. I thought that as I'm here, I really ought to attend one of the Irish dancing competitions tonight in the Fees Rink.
The Fish Rinke. It means dancing contest.
Oh, don't mind him, Mr. Witherspoon. He's far too exacting. What I was thinking of, will you come out to us for your tea?
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Witherspoon will be dining in his hotel.
Well, that's very hospitable of you, Miss Doyle. I've been much honoured.
Oh. And we live a bit away from the centre.
And to get on a number 22 at O'Connell Bridge and change to a flexi bus at Fatima Quay.
Oh, yeah, if you don't mind the queues. Excuse me. Hello, Spangles and Tights.
Hello. I found you on the website and I wondered if you could do a dozen dance outfits for the Eurosong interval item.
Oh, yes, I feel sure we could, madam. Can you give me the particulars?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm coming to Dublin this afternoon to see the school competitions in the Fees Rink. And I thought I might just pop in.
We'll be delighted to see you, madam. We're open till 6 o'clock. What name?
Mona Scrummit, miss. The Barleycorn Clog Troop from Cheadle.
Looking forward to meeting you.
Cheers.
Goodbye, Miss Scrummit. Our business is booming.
Excuse me, may I be very inquisitive and ask you to repeat your caller's name?
Scrummit. Mona Scrummit, miss.
I suppose there could only be one Mona Scrummit.
She has an English accent.
Did she by any chance... Oh, this is too bad. Did she mention a clog troop by the name of Barleycorn?
That's exactly it.
I can't believe it.
It is a very peculiar name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I find this all very disturbing.
Oh, it can't be as bad as all that.
Miss Doyle, I think I can confide in you. When the Barleycorn troupe competed in the Eliza Troutbeck Trophy in Bootle in 89, they danced the Scunthorpe Straddle Slip. Well, you can imagine. Instead of executing the bent swing in the second figure as laid down in the rules of the Royal Clog Dancing Society, they had the audacity to replace it with the high twist and the low jump. We couldn't believe our eyes.
I'd say you couldn't.
Well, first of all, the chairman of the adjudicating panel, a Reverend Mr. Smedley from Glossop, I think it was. Yes, Glossop. Well, he fell off his chair in a dead faint.
Ah, God love him.
And then, after he'd been carried off to the first aid tent, the deputy chairman, a Mrs. Powis McConachy, who's very influential and high steadfod and the mod, declared that the Barleycorn troupe were not only disqualified from this event, but also barred from clog dancing at any location north of Loppington until the millennium.
Good honour, Mr. Witherspoon.
So you see, our participation in the Eurosong interval item has been placed in jeopardy due to the perfidy, for that's what it is, of the Barleycorn troupe from Cheadle.
Oh, the divil tumped them.
What really alarms me, Miss Doyle, is that it appears I may run into Miss Scrummit in this very room.
Oh, not at all. She couldn't be here for at least 3 hours, and by that time I'll have left work early and gone home to make you a nice tea. You're welcome to stop with us in Drimna until it's safe to move. You can help me feed the tortoise and...
Oh, I'm ever so grateful, Miss Doyle.
Oh, don't mention it, Mr. Witherspoon.
Are you there, Desi? Ah, cutting out painters' overalls, is it?
They're for English country dancers. They should be flannel, but you're on TV, you can't tell the difference. And flannel costs an arm and a leg.
Desi, I hope you don't mind me asking, but I was talking to Anto below on the street and he passed a remark about Viola having someone back for tea in Drimna. Now, not just a cup of tea, like, you know.
That's right, Mr. Mac. Oh. It's the dancer. Who's going to be accommodated in this pair of knickerbockers?
But what age of a bloke do you say he'd be?
Oh, something like myself, a winsome 22.
Now get on.
He looks like a cross between Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon.
And what does that mean?
It means he's only gorgeous.
Are you joking me?
You're right there, Mr. Mac. If only it was true.
So he's not, like you said.
Do you see that teapot, Mr. Mac?
Yeah.
Well, he has a face the like of that, spout and all. And as to his other accomplishments, do you want to know about his other accomplishments?
I don't know. Yeah.
He's been decorated many times.
Do you mean he's been decorated with medals?
Oh, indeed. Silvered and bronze, he was telling me, for the forward trot and low bend, not to speak of the Scrivener spin and the doctor's daughter's dander. Or was it gander?
Besheesh.
A talented man. And I imagine he has medals for other things too, although he didn't mention them.
No. You don't mean...
I'd say he won the Duke of Edinburgh's medal for boredom.
For boredom what?
For boredom people. He is so boredom. Twice I nearly had to jab myself with this scissors to stop myself shouting out loud.
And Violet?
Oh, I have to tell you, because I wouldn't be honest if I didn't. Violet wasn't a bit bored.
Oh.
She went hightailing home at 4:30 on the 22 bus to put a roast in the oven.
Janie! A meat tea for Mr...
With a spoon.
And I suppose Anton'll be getting that too.
Anthony gets everything we get.
He gets a very good deal for a tenant.
Anthony's more than a tenant, Mr. Mac. He's a friend of the family.
And where does that leave me?
Well, I couldn't answer that, Mr. Mac. These relationships are very delicate. Anthony says we should get one of them buzzers where you can call down to ask who's at the door. But sure, who's going to pay for it?
I'll let that customer in. I may not be here next week.
Oh? Working for someone who's not so financially embarrassed?
No, I'm not feeling too good. After what you're just after telling me.
Young love, the Hansel and Gretel of Angel Street.
Real nice place you have here, Miss Doyle. Compact, but comfy, I'd call it.
When my parents passed away, Desi and myself decided we'd keep the place on. And we thought the tortoise would be upset by a move. I'll take her coat.
Well, I do apologise for being so late. I'm afraid I got completely lost.
Anyway,
here I am, better late than never.
Sit down. I'm just after lighting the gas fire. Anthony would know about the bus. I open your room, Anthony.
Down in a minute, Violet.
Anthony stays with us.
A relative?
No, a kind of lodger. He works in the shop studio.
Oh, that's handy.
Well, it is and it isn't.
Is the tea ready yet, Violet? I could hear the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh.
This is Mr. Witherspoon, a customer from England.
Bert?
How's it going, Bert?
Proper champion, Tony.
Anthony?
Mr. Witherspoon, Bert, had a dreadful time getting here. And when he got off the bus at Drimnagh Road, no one could tell him which was Drimnagh Rise. Can you imagine that? So he did a walk and tour around Drimnagh Court, Close and Square.
I thought I was going round in circles.
You were. All them new squares is built in circles.
Here's Desi coming now. We can sit over our tea in a minute. Do you take a drink, Bert?
I do when I'm cajoled.
Desi, will you open that bottle of Blue Nun?
Where is it?
It's in the wine cellar, of course. Where else would it be?
I can't find the corkscrew.
It's sitting beside that crystal dessert dish where it always is.
Well, it must have walked.
Excuse me, Bert. My brother can never see what's staring him in the face. I'll not be a minute.
I know where the corkscrew is.
Then why don't you bring it into the front room when I'm shouting myself hoarse?
Cut, have you no cop on? I wanted you out of there and into the kitchen so I could say something without being heard by your gentleman caller.
What is there he shouldn't hear? Is this about Mr. Mac?
It's about that other one, the clog dancer from Coronation Street.
Did she turn up in the shop?
Oh, she did. An order for half a dozen ankle-length smocks in brown hopsack and the same in gents blouses and knee breeches.
Mm.
Well, there's a lot of fancy stitching and I had to tell her that I wasn't the expert. And since you'd vanished early from the shop, what could I do?
What did you do?
I only suggested now that she drop in here on her way to the Feshrinka and consult you.
You didn't.
Well, I totally forgot that your man inside wasn't speaking to her.
Not speaking to her? If she was to step inside that gate, he'd throttle her and throw her corpse onto the crazy paving.
He'd never do that.
With luck, she won't be able to find her way on the buses.
She's not coming in the bus.
Oh, there's more.
It wasn't my idea, so don't start flying at me.
What wasn't your idea?
Well, Mr. Mac was moseying up and down the stairs all the time as if he'd no home to go to, so we offered to drive her out here in the van.
Hump, 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 hump.
But she had to go back to her hotel first, so we've a bit of time. Now, when she arrives, you can go out and chat to her. She needn't even get out with a van. Let me finish. And Mr. Witherspoon needn't even know she's within an ass's roar of here.
And what'll Mr. Mac be doing? Sitting there at the steering wheel while I'm chatting to this other one about suspender belts and double gussets.
Sure, you can imagine Mr. Mac's only the taxi driver.
And he grunting and groaning to let me know he's on to me going out with Bert.
Oh, there's the front door.
Mr. Mac always comes round the back.
I can see the shape of someone against the glass, but I can't see who it is.
We won't open it and they'll go away.
Ah, it might only be someone collecting for the brass and reed band.
Hell yeah.
Is Miss Doyle in? I was told she'd give me some advice about costumes.
It's her.
Pray God he won't bring her in.
She's just dishing up the tea, but she'll come in anyway.
I'll murder him.
Thanks very much. Oh, it's a lovely evening.
I'll stop her going into the front room.
Oh,
hello. I'm Desmond Doyle.
And I'm Anthony Goggin.
Come this way. We're in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But should the table's handy for you and Violetta to lay out the patterns.
Ah.
Oh, no, God, no, not in there. No, the tortoise isn't well. No, he's having a sleep. This is my sister, Violetta.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Violetta.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if this is an awkward time, but Mr. Doyle...
Oh, sit down, sit down. You got here very quick.
Oh, yes. Such a nice man, Mr. McNamara. Says he knows this area like the back of his hand.
Where is he now?
Oh, he wouldn't come in. He seems a bit touchy about something, if you ask me.
He gets terrible twinges in damp weather. Makes him jumpy.
Did he go down to Slattery's, to the pub?
No, he's sitting in his van outside.
Annie, come with me into the hall. Excuse us, ladies. Yeah, I just want a word with you. Listen, don't let that one into the front room.
Why not?
I'll tell you later. And don't let Mr. Witherspoon into the kitchen. You go upstairs and keep a watch out on Mr. Mac. And if he gets out with the van, go down and warn Violet in the kitchen. I'm going into the front room to keep Mr. Witherspoon talking till Miss Scrummet is gone. Ah, Mr. Witherspoon. A small culinary contretemps and a neighbour dropped in. But Violetta has everything under control.
A remarkable woman, your sister, if I may make so bold. And so knowledgeable about her work, too. Is she...
married? Well, not yet. But it isn't for want of suitors.
I'll bet. Does she like folk music?
Well, I never asked her.
Well, I recorded this piece at the May meeting of the Merseyside Mummers. Now, this piece is called Up the Side and Down the Middle. Here we go. If you listen carefully, you can hear the sticks.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they lovely?
No, they haven't started yet. That's the sole of Mr. Cathcart's boot flapping on the pavement. He had to drop out after the first round.
No, we supply our own clogs, Violetta. It's a lovely name, Matt.
Mm.
But if you could do the hosiery...
It'd be the woolen socks, so thick.
That's funny. Oh, yes, homespun wool, of course. I could swear that's up the sides and down the middle.
I usually cut the broadcloth up the middle and down the
sides.
No,
I mean that tune. It's one of the favourites of the Barleycorn troupe.
Oh, it's only some old cassette Desi's always listening to.
Must find out where he got it. Excuse me. This is most intriguing. Desi asked not to be disturbed.
Ah, hump the lot of them.
Excuse me. I heard the music at... Oh, Mr. Witherspoon. How did you get here?
Miss Crummy.
He came on the 19th bus and changed to a 23 at Pope Paul's Quay.
Where did you get that tape?
I recorded it myself.
You know that arrangement's copyright.
No, it's not. Our Mr. Cathcart was troop leader when it was Dancing Theckleston.
That's only because he was standing in for our Mr. Mucklejohn.
Oh, the charm of the English names.
How many inches did your lot dip down their sticks?
Oh, about 10.
Well, you're only supposed to dip them 5, and that gave you an unfair advantage in the big dipping movement. We saw you.
Excuse me, won't you break for a cup of tea?
You keep out of this. Now, can you honestly declare that all your participants in A Lady of the Lamb were ladies?
On the occasion that you have in mind, which I take to have been the rehearsal for the Moorland Caper, Miss Nags inadvertently twisted her ankle in a rabbit burrow. We had no option but to ask Parson Puzzlethwaite to put on the costume.
Oh, yes, but his name was given as Miss Nags on the printed programme.
Nobody could possibly have confused them. Parson Puzzlethwaite takes a size 7 in dancing pumps and Miss Nags takes a size 12.
We wouldn't dream of appearing with you in the Euro Song Interval item. We wouldn't demean ourselves. Now I am taking my leave.
Well, be off with you then.
And your Winnie horn's out of tune too. Goodbye.
She'll never find her way back on the buses.
I heard a noise. Has Miss Scrummett gone?
Hey, that one's after driving off with Mr. Mac. And there was a message on me email upstairs. The Rhapsody on English Folk Dances is cancelled because none of the groups can agree amongst themselves. So they're going back to a display of Irish jigs and reels
for the 99th time.
And they're looking for dozens of, what's it say? Yeah, Irish dancing costumes with embroidered Celtic motifs in spiral and serpentine patterns.
All rent is out to the school's competitions. How is it people are always looking for what isn't in stock?
You're always saying that.
It's the story of me life.
And we'll fix the Irish dancers up with 3 dozen yellow saris, and Mr. Witherspoon and me'll do the double dip out in the Scarborough Stick Dance, and we'll win all the medals for mumming in the Cruddington Caper. Are you on, Bert?
I'm on for anything with you, Violetta.
That was Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. The part of Desi was played by David Kelly.